Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit that we've been given, and the difference it is meant to make, can make, and will make in our lives if we live with an abiding awareness that we have become temples of the Holy Spirit, that God dwells in us, and that the Holy Spirit given to us, as Jesus said, is here to be a helper beyond our wildest imagining, the one who comes, the Holy Spirit who is third person of the Trinity, who makes the Father and the Son present. And the Holy Trinity is now dwelling in us. It's hard to imagine. We don't have to seek to imagine it on our own strength. The Holy Spirit wants to help us come into a living conviction, the reality of it as a fact, and the goodness and the grace and the immeasurable greatness of his power that's in us as a result of Jesus' saving work and making it possible for us to become, again, temples of the living God. Another dimensional way of understanding it, as John says, to be given power to become children of God, in the family of God, in the love of God's family, with the love of a loving Father, with our elder brother Christ Jesus, the Lord. All power and authority belongs to him whose eye is upon you. Not to judge you or crush you or something, for you to live in a kind of terrifying, slavish fear, but to see the gaze of his love and his passion for you. Yes, Jesus has fire in his eyes and he has a zeal to burn out every area of sin in our lives, but only for our good. It's his love. He just doesn't want us to be crippled by it anymore. He wants us to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God and to become like him in every way we can. And so we ended yesterday's program. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday or this week so far, you can pick up on the theme we've been talking about all week here on the anointing of the Holy Spirit and what that can mean and should mean in your life if you're baptized into Christ and how you can receive that and to respond to it. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. The best thing to do is to download the Renewal Ministries app, and you can listen to the programs anytime you'd like, not just mine, but Sister Ann Shields' Food for the Journey. YouTube videos from Renewal Ministries are there, and interviews with Ralph Martin. There's a whole set of things that are there that you can access that hopefully will be a source of strength and encouragement for you. And if you've been blessed by it, if you've been blessed by these programs and you've downloaded the app and it's working for you, share it with other people. Spread the good news. You can help spread the good infection if you're finding it helpful for your life. But again, I ended yesterday's program talking about three things we can do to begin to yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, how the anointing of the Spirit in us and our cooperation with that Holy Spirit in us, knowing the power that's present in the Holy Spirit, how that can radically change our lives. And one of the first places to start is with the battle in the mind. Because so often we may say, yeah, I'm a Christian, or yeah, I'm Catholic, and I go to church, and you know, I try hard, I try to be the best person I can be, things like that. People will often say stuff like that, and you know, that's good to be able to say that's a dimension of your life. But how many of us are focusing on the work of our becoming good, and then the devil getting on our back and reminding us about the fact that we're not good enough, let me put it that way. Every time we fall, the accusations and battling, and we find ourselves on the hamster wheel of life where we're just going on and on and on, trying to get God's attention, trying to convince God that we're good, convince others that we're good, and to convince ourselves that we're good. Friends, that never works. It wears us out. We should do what's good. You know, we have to respond to what the good demands in certain situations. But what I'm talking about is something internal, a battle that some people take all the way to the grave in a profound way. I mean, such a negative way. It's almost as if they're losing the battle right till the end. They're mainly just slogging through life, weighted down just by the sheer weight of a kind of blanket of a weight of darkness, discouragement, fear, anxiety, self-condemnation, constant self-pity, things like that. Very common living in a fallen world and being a human being. Well, the Lord wants us to be able to come out of that because we live in that, and then that's who we see ourselves to be. We think about ourselves that way. We have such strong feelings in that direction. At times we feel like there's just nothing I can do about it. It's just, this is who I am. This is what defines me. And what we say then essentially is that the feelings that we have is what fundamentally defines us. And we begin each day, unfortunately, if we're not careful, I've known this in my own life. You begin the day as you get up and you may have just this rotten feeling inside about yourself, about your situation in life, about whether you're looking backwards and you can't let go of things that bring you tremendous sadness, pain, anger, frustration, or you're looking forward and have a very discouraged attitude about the future because the tape inside is telling you it's going to be more failure, more struggle, more difficulty, things aren't going to work out. We live in anger or frustration and pain about the past. We live in fear of the future. And then the present becomes this battle of just trying to summon enough resources emotionally and psychologically to make it through the day. And as I mentioned yesterday, the particular battle we've all been engaged in, you know, in the world over the last 2-3 years in particular, the battling of COVID, these extreme things that have happened in the culture and politics and division and wars and all the rest, there's a lot of discouragement. There's a lot of negative talk and anger that's out there. And we can end up internalizing it and living in that world. And what the Holy Spirit wants us to do and what the Holy Spirit comes to do is to help us understand and receive the truth, the most important truths. Yes, it is true that there are wars. It is true that this fallen world is difficult. The church of all people doesn't hide from that. But we know that's not the whole story. There's a bigger story going on. I mean, Jesus came to save us. He knew this world was under the dominion of darkness. The cross is the place where the truth about the world was revealed, and God's judgment is on it. This isn't heaven. We're in a battlefield. Well, how do we gain victory? I mean, how do we gain, you know, make progress in this battle in a fallen world? Well, a good place to start, as we said yesterday, is to begin with God's word as your starting point. Who is God? What's he like? What does he say about you? And what is he doing in your life? To pay attention to those realities. How? Taking up the word of God. We talked about yesterday, reading from Psalm 145, the psalm entitled The Greatness and the Goodness of God. One of the ways you grow in greater respect for your own life and your own sense of dignity and growth and passion to the meaning of your life is to behold the Lord, is to understand who he is, his greatness, his power, his beauty, his majesty, and how he directs it toward you and how he offers it to you and how his gaze upon you and, you know, you begin to hear the words of Jesus and start believing the words of Jesus. That as the Father loves the Son, so the Father loves you. As the Father loves the Son, so the Son loves you. God's passionate love for us. The Holy Spirit wants you and me, if we pay attention and we meditate on that, the nature of who God is in his greatness, we will change. We'll grow. The Holy Spirit will bring renewal to us. And we'll start to think differently. We'll start to speak differently. Then we'll start to live differently. And then gradually we'll start to feel differently. Is it all perfected all, you know, before the end of life? Not perfectly, but we can gain an enormous amount of ground to step into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God and to put on the mind of Christ. And so the simple little formula we were talking about yesterday, what we see in Psalm 145, which begins the psalm, I will extol you, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you, and I'll praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. So here the psalmist David, he's getting a sense of the majesty and greatness of God, and he wants to do something about it. So what he says is, in verse 5, I will meditate on this. I'll think about it. I'll say, Holy Spirit, tell me more, show me more about the greatness of God and in his creation, in me and people around me and in the Lord himself. Father, show me. Holy Spirit, show me. So meditate on it, internalize it, that meditation, and your heart will begin to be filled with wonder. Recapture a genuine wonder. The cosmos is not something to be paralyzed in fear about. God made it. Look at how amazing he is. How absolutely unlimited in his power, his creativity, his beauty, his majesty, his authority, his mystery. All those things. He wants you to know something about him just through creation itself in seeing your part in creation and your capacity to be able to observe things. Cows can't do it, right? Frogs can't do it. They can't observe the universe. You can. You can see the hand of the artist, excuse me. And you begin to internalize that, but then even God's word. So you meditate on the promises of God, teaching of Christ and the apostles. And verse 10, Psalm 145, all your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. You'll begin to see how the Lord has blessed your life and his purpose for you and the truth about who you are. And then you bless the Lord for it. Say, thank you, Lord. Say it back. Say it out loud. Just in little phrases, just say it back to the Lord. Lord, thank you that you have cleansed me. Lord, thank you that you have saved me. Lord, thank you that you died for me. And the meaning of your cross, that you literally have taken away my sins and you're not holding them against me. You're making me a new creation because you want the best for me. Lord, thank you so much that you want the best for me and that you're all in and helping me get there. Thank you for your overwhelming love. No one's loved me like you've loved me. Thank you. Right? And he wants to delight in you. God delights in you. Lord, thank you for delighting in me. Holy Spirit, show me what that means so I can live in it. And then thirdly, the psalmist says, David says, men shall proclaim the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. I will bless you. I will meditate, and I'll declare. Meditate, bless, and declare. And when you declare, you speak the word of the Lord, this is the place to start, because your words, where your words go, your mind will go, and where your mind goes, your emotions will go. Don't start with your feelings. When you say the truth about God and what God has said, the Holy Spirit moves. That's the way it works. That's the way the power, the Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit follows the declaration, the anointing of the Spirit. If you're willing to declare it, say it out loud. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord out loud and declare his goodness and how he's been good to you, like Our Lady did with Elizabeth. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Here's Mary overflowing with wonder about what's actually happening inside her. And she's declaring it to Elizabeth. And the Holy Spirit goes out and John leaps in her womb. And it's just the way it works, friends. So meditate, bless, and declare. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.